Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. And Ian is already laughing at me.
For some reason, I just wanted to scream in the middle of your intro.
I'm sure many of our listeners just want to yell at me. Anytime I'm talking, I'm assuming they just want to scream in pain.
I think the Starbucks I slammed on the way over here just hit.
Awesome.
Just that second. So.
Awesome. Yeah. This should be a fun show.
I also took a nap. So
I know. Well, you needed to because you were in Vegas last week.
I was.
And you survived.
I did.
And you brought us back nothing.
Right. I brought back less money than I went there with. So, you know.
Couldn't even buy us gifts?
I don't think there's an opportunity. There's opportunities to buy lots of liquor and put it in your belly. Other than that.
Did you get married to anybody in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
No. No stories like that. I did see Lewis Black. That was pretty funny.
Nice.
He brings the energy you get on a CD to one of his shows, which is lull you to sleep, then scream in your face. So
he's probably one of my favorite comics that's still around.
Yeah.
Like, every time I've seen stuff from him, it's like, this is awesome. I love this.
Well, I think the basic thing is he sets the tone of the show right up front with basically, if you don't know my comedy and if you get offended, just please, just F you.
Well, that's what we like to do on this show.
Yeah.
You know you can swear, right?
If I
feel I want to hold him on till the end, so.
That's
fair enough.
The last 10 minutes of the show is just going to be Ian, just a flurry of profanity.
Or snoring. We'll see.
Or one of the two. He might pass out. We don't know. But Ian is here.
I am.
And Mike is here as well.
Hello.
And I'm here. And that's everyone.
Unfortunately.
And that's everyone. Well, it's fortunately because otherwise you guys wouldn't be able to record.
True.
So you're just using me for my house.
That's pretty much it.
Better than your body?
Yeah, that's better for everyone involved, really. Anyway, big story, I think, this week is the LA Times reporter, Ben Fritz. He has been reporting a lot on the Activision versus West and Zampella. Now, if you remember what these guys are, these are two of the heads, the former heads of Infinity Ward.
The two heads, right?
The two guys that left over a lot of Modern Warfare 2, arguing over royalties owed to them, and they're suing Activision. I think they're suing each other now because Activision they're countersuing for breach of contract, and there's a lot of bullshit going on.
It's a bad breakup.
Yes. But the big story, or one of the big stories, is that they revealed that there was a program called Operation Icebreaker, in which sounds like it should be some sort of like 80s Cold War spy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Swayze in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like the sequel to Gone.
Wow. That was creepy. That was really creepy.
A sequel to Dawn, Red Dawn. There we go.
You were going to do Red Dawn, but you were going somewhere else.
Codename Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
The worst is we had different 80s.
Yeah, I was
going Sierra 80s PC gaming, and you were
going to a Patrick Swayze movie.
And both of equal quality.
Pretty much.
Red Dawn is freaking awesome.
I completely agree.
I thought you were making fun of it.
Was not besmirching.
I spent one whole day off watching that. Well, actually 2 hours of
wow.
the day off, but you know.
You just had it on pre-peat.
Just kept repeating it.
Yeah, set that PlayStation.
Slow frame.
Yeah.
Watching it at a quarter speed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Operation Icebreaker, which was based around, let's see.
Who was conducting Operation Icebreaker?
So according to Thomas Fennedy, Activision's former senior director of information technology, Rose, who in this case refers to somebody.
The doctor's companion.
No. Mm. No, not so much. Activision attorney, George Rose. Rose told him to hack into the work computer of Infinity Ward's Jason West and Vincent Zampella to, quote, dig up dirt but avoid getting caught. Basically, this is similar to...
Project Deep Throat?
No, not even a little. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, the White House, Watergate affair.
You're thinking more Watergate, because Deep Throat was the operation to find the information about Watergate.
Yes.
I thought you were just making a porno reference.
No.
He could have been, too.
He could have been.
And it might have worked.
This is probably closer to something like the story going on in Britain right now with
Rupert Murdoch.
With Rupert Murdoch's companies, The Sun and all of that, where they were hacking into people's phone accounts and computers to dig up stories. In this case, it looks like they were trying to... Activision was trying to get out of paying Infinity Ward royalties. West and Zampella have claimed they're owed something like $36 million in royalties. So it would make sense that Activision would try to get out of that by maybe not framing them, but just trying to dig up something so that they could terminate the contract without having to pay them stuff. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there was other revelations about how much everyone got paid and how much they were eligible for bonuses. Now, West and Zampella were actually eligible for bonuses up to $13 million.
Each. Which is $26 million.
That is true. And even the people down, the next level down in the HR hierarchy, they were eligible for like $500,000 in bonuses. Hmm. And even the lowest totem, the lowest QA guy was eligible for something ridiculous, like 10, 15 grand in bonuses because of the sales of Modern Warfare 2.
Now, I don't want to defend Activision.
So don't.
But it seems like one of these things where, like, essentially what they're accusing Activision being like, you made us a lot of money, so we're going to try and steal it from you. You know, like, I don't know.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think Infinity Ward made Activision a lot of money, and
right,
Activision is trying to not give them their just desserts
right
for that.
So Infinity Ward makes this great product that everyone buys, makes Activision a lot of money, and contractually, you know, like, if you hit these certain quotas, you are owed a certain amount of monies. And it seems like Activision, I don't know, I just can't see a company that size trying to blackmail their way out of this. It seems like we learned...
I don't know if they're blackmailing amount of it, but what I can see them more doing is if they can find evidence that, say, Infinity Ward was working with EA, or if there was anything untoward that they could then use to drop the contract. I don't think they're necessarily going the blackmail route.
Yeah. But still, it seems like... I'm guessing they were looking for something. Like, they probably knew at that point that the guys were looking to split from Activision.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
And that's probably more so what they're trying to look.
Yeah, is trying to see if there was some, like, oh, you
and,
were...
And if they know they're going to split, they're probably then going to try not to pay out the money because they're not going to be making any future titles for Activision.
Uh-huh. Either way, I mean, Activision does not look good in this. And, I mean, this is admitted by Activision attorney.
Oh, it is actually admitted.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Activision attorney George Rose called it Operation Icebreaker. Like that, like they admitted to this, that this happened. So, I mean, to me, that's kind of bad, I guess, for Activision. I mean,
it's kind
of
bad.
But I wonder how much of this happens in a more regular setting. Now, I mean, we've always heard stories about, you know, if you work for a corporation, your email is the property of the corporation.
It's not your email.
It's not yours. And they have the full right to do this. But this is a little different because Infinity Ward was a completely separate company. So it wasn't... Yeah. So they actually had to go out and literally hack it to get to it.
That's shady.
A little bit. A bit. But the trial is actually scheduled to begin next week. This is just part of the pretrial motions. This particular motion was Activision motion to postpone the case for another 30 days. Doesn't say why, you know, on what grounds
just
they tried to do it.
For just trying to stall tactic,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hmm. But I guess it was more what they said was the reason why they wanted to do it, but that doesn't really...
Somebody had to go back and play some more Diablo 3.
That might be what it is. Like, yeah, we'll probably be done with Diablo 3 in 30 days, so we can focus.
We have another patch we're putting out,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah. So more on this as it develops. This could be very interesting. I mean, this whole idea of publisher versus developer relations, that's kind of a hot topic right now, especially as you're doing more stuff with indie games. Like, those are becoming a bigger deal. Kickstarter is kind of showing that you don't necessarily need a publisher sometimes.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an interesting... It hits the zeitgeist, as people like to say. Plus, it's just another reason for a lot of people to hate on Activision.
Yeah, that's really scummy. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those things when you gotta... I just looked up their market capitalization. How much the company's roughly worth is $13 billion, Activision, right?
Yeah.
And they're squabbling over $36 million.
Yes, but that's their $36 million, damn it. You don't get to a capitalization of $13 billion by just pissing away $36 million.
Right.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
You also probably take away free Red Bull at some point.
Probably. Although, if you're spending $36 million on Red Bull, I think somebody's got a problem. I don't know if it's your developers.
Just hook it to the vein.
It's your QA people. Just
I just wonder.
It.
Yeah, it's their QA. It's I just like wonder what the their trenches. Health plan is at that point.
It's like from the trenches, the syrup he makes, or it's like Red Bull and Dimetap or something like that.
Nice. Not export. I was Googling something. I'm like, export live? What's that? So we got new releases.
Well, Evan has an aneurysm over
Sorry.
There. We do have new releases this week.
My son is also named Bort.
Is export like a you know like the Chinese knockoff of the Xbox?
That's right. Yeah,
it's the export.
Yeah, it's the export 360 and the Sony playing station.
Well, Sony playing station 3.
Yes.
And well, for both of those systems this week, we do have Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Thoughts?
Got to play the demo a little bit. I mean, it's another first-person shooter. I don't know what it is lately, but I'm really getting burnt out on on shooters.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really just kind of like, I could care less now.
I have a buddy who's super jazzed for this who doesn't get jazzed about any game. So I wonder if it's just that he needs a new game and this is the latest one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It could just be it. I'm just burnt out on shooters right now. And
I wasn't interested in this until today's Penny Arcade.
The keys for the Porsche?
Well, yeah, the comic made no damn sense, but it was more the Post.
Okay.
Because the Post talked a lot about Splinter Cell Conviction.
Yeah,
and that was a game that I always kind of wanted to get into because I like the style and I like stealth games. I like stealth based combat, and the idea that that the multiplayer is one on one, like that sounds really cool to me.
Yeah,
so
you got into Assassin's Creed multiplayer
I did,
which isn't necessarily 1v1, but it's very much like you're targeting.
It's much more
one
stealth
opponent.
Based,
yeah.
and it's not quite run into
Yeah,
and if you get picked off, it's because. Because you were dumb, or they were just legitimately better than you.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily just like a cheap shot.
They got the RC cart packed up with C4 and ran it into your foot.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll get it. I might Goosex it, or at least put it on my queue and get it in 6 years. But I literally was not. I didn't even think about this game until the Penny Arcade post today. I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of cool.
Kind of like me with Diablo.
Granted,
3.
I want to be Tycho when I grow up, so anything he likes, I tend to like. So.
You know, you've grown up already.
No, I've grown out. That's a little different.
So next, if you do not have a PC and you want to play Diablo 3, you should probably think about getting Dragon's Dogma. Seems like an action RPG hack and slasher.
Yes. That's another one that's going on the Guzex list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Capcom.
It's from the makers of some of the makers from Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
The Breath of Fire series, and there was one other big series in there that they kind of pulled together their team.
Yeah,
from.
It's kind of a take on, it's more of like an action-oriented kind of Skyrim-y kind of thing where it's open world and
it's kind of like Kingdoms of Allure?
Kind of. It's much more based around going and hunting large. It's kind of a mixture between like Kingdoms of Amalur and Shadow of the Colossus, where it's based around going out and killing large monsters.
Oh, okay, not like Monster Hunter at all.
It is Monster Hunter similar, but this is a little different. This is a little more tuned toward a Western audience.
Okay,
I like the idea of the pawns, which are your little assistant guys.
Okay.
So
like a little overlord element then?
A little bit. You know, it's small parties. I mean, you're not like sending out gremlins or anything like that.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
A guy that hangs out with you, but he's more like a pet. But he's a well. According to the story, it's these guys are humanoids that are born without ambition. So like all they do is just follow. Slackers.
Yeah.
And they're born without ambitions of their own. So
that's a lot of gamers.
They just work for adventurers.
Okay.
So it sounds kind of cool. I played the demo. The character customization stuff is very detailed for a console game.
Yeah.
And you can have a hero as an old man or a child. Like you can pick body types and the voices.
So it's
are
like
different.
They have like the Sims body creator.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. That's most office workers.
No ambition.
You know. Yeah. No ambition.
Yeah.
Just
do what they're told. Yeah.
Yep.
God. I hate my life now.
I know, me too.
Speaking of hating life, next on the list is Mario Tennis Open for the 3DS.
How could that make you hate life?
I bought it, and it's quite a fun.
Yeah, but to say, that sounds fun, delightful.
Sometimes you got to go the juxtaposition, you know. Yeah, I picked up Mario Tennis. I'll probably be talking about it when we get to our game
section. We can talk about it now.
Yeah, drop it right now. It's Mario Tennis. It's pretty paint by numbers. I'm not too deep in the gameplay. I've been doing a lot of multiplayer.
Well, how deep in the gameplay is there really, the story mode
there's
tennis?
There's two different ways to play. There's one where, you use a gyroscope, or, when you hold up your DS, it puts into, a lower camera angle, and you have to move the 3DS to kind of position your shot, and the character kind of moves around for you, and then you're supposed to use, the touchscreen to hit each of the different shots.
I would so drop that.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly coordinated enough to do that.
And then on top of that, when you get to, a red circle, you're supposed to hit the top spin button on the lower screen.
Ugh.
So it's a very much, kind of more like a rhythm game, just kind of hitting the button at the right time. Or you can disable...
AKA make you look stupid on the bus.
Yeah.
Mode.
Yeah. Or you can disable the... gyroscope mode and just kind of go from the further pull back mode, very stationary camera, you move your guy, and then you can use the four D-pad buttons to hit, or the four
face buttons.
There we go, face buttons, brain fart, to hit the five different types of shots.
Yeah.
So you have some different combos there. They still give you the circles to aim for, but I kind of like to ignore everything and just say, I'm going to do a dead drop right here. So yeah, fun gameplay, online multiplayer, but playing with a girlfriend. In the reviews, it's been getting kind of panned as, not being the most solid gameplay and whatnot. But, it's Mario Tennis. It's no Mario Kart. It's no stellar, super first-party Nintendo game. But it works.
What was the first one on? Was that on GameCube? Or was that N64?
N64, I want to say.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I played the one on the GameCube. I don't know if that was the first one or what the deal is, but anyway... It's no Hot Shots Tennis.
Right. Exactly. So, solid gameplay. If you are a Mario Tennis fan, the big thing I noticed, you can't fault the ball. You can't fault.
Well, it's half the game.
I know.
Yeah, that seems kind of lame.
They're like, this is a handheld game. We're not aiming for perfection. We're aiming for fun. So.
Well, still.
Yep. Next on the list, it's an old game, and old by about 4 months. Alan Wake's American Nightmare is coming to the PC.
Oh, I thought that already came out on PC. Okay.
No.
That was the previous Alan Wake that came out a month ago.
Oh. Yeah.
The one that came out years ago.
I'm all caught up now. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Some DLC for Saints Row the Third, the Penthouse Pack.
I need to buy that game.
You Penthouse?
Not the Penthouse thing. Although that's fine. Just Saints Row 3.
Oh, okay. Movie tie-in of the month is Men in Black Alien Crisis. That's for your 360, PS3, and the Wii. Haven't seen a Wii title in a while.
I heard that's just not good.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
What, a movie tie-in game is terrible?
Terrible, yeah.
And as I poorly wrote down, Dirt Dowdown, or Showdown if you can spell correctly, for the
Dirt
PC.
Dowdown.
Yeah, Dirt Dowdown.
Dirt Dowdown.
This is a game, it wasn't on my radar. I feel like PC games just don't hop up on my radar. But I love the Dirt series.
I think switch to Sonar, it gets lower.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was reading Tom Clancy last night about the different temperature depths in water and how Sonar only affects on different temperature levels.
It's true.
Anyways, Dirt Showdown is more of an arcadey style of the rally racer that I know and love very well. Comes to PC this week. I believe consoles are next month. If you are an MMO fan and you've been playing EVE Online, there's a new expansion pack called Inferno. Do people still play EVE?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That game's been around for pre-World Warcraft.
I don't know if it was pre-World Warcraft, but...
I feel like it was.
I don't know.
I feel like maybe EverQuest
era? I suppose we could look this up.
Yeah, EverQuest was definitely
pre-WoW. Yeah, EverQuest is definitely pre-WoW.
Oh, for sure. I mean, EverQuest 2 was just slightly post-WoW. Yeah. Oh, Are we gonna have one PW or something like that?
One
what?
What?
Post WoW.
Oh.
Are we gonna start renumbering our years?
No,
I don't think so.
You guys are lame.
Yep.
So while you look that up, we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 Collection 2, another map pack for 360. Sorcery, a move game for the PS3, and for Mike.
Shit, I remember we were talking about that how long ago? Sorcery? Or maybe I'm thinking something else.
No, that was Sorcery, because that was the game that was shown when they announced the move.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It was for me.
Yeah, and for Mike, Doctor Who, the Eternity Clock for PS3.
Oh, that comes out this week?
Yes.
Is it already out?
I don't know. It comes out this week. That's all I know. This is my list.
I have to go to my
PS3. It's probably out today as we record this, because Xbox comes out on Wednesday.
It's right. PS3.
I have to go download shit on my PS3.
Yes, EVE... does predate World of Warcraft. Eve Online released May 6, 2003, and World of Warcraft was released
2005?
November, well, okay, in Australia and in North America, November 23rd, 2004.
Oh.
So it beat it by over a year.
It's still around. That's pretty good.
That's because the players are crazy.
Don't they have a free-to-play model, too?
I don't know if it's a free-to-play model, but I know they had a starter pack that you could buy.
Kind of like World of Warcraft has a free up to level 20 now.
Yeah, but it wasn't free. It basically, what this starter pack was, it was like an acceleration pack where you could buy it, and it gave you some boosts to kind of help you catch up to everyone else.
Oh, okay.
So, which is an interesting way to go if you're trying to get new players. Because the EVE Online, that whole universe is very hardcore and very, you know, not necessarily noob friendly.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of an effort to be like, we need new people coming in.
Well, now, someone correct me if I'm wrong, which I probably am. Can't you, like, in World of Warcraft now create, like, a high-level character right off the bat?
I think so.
It's something, like, you can just basically jump to mid-game.
That sounds right, but I don't know.
I know with the Death Knight, you can create a 55 for sure.
Yeah, I don't
know. But I thought they kind of did something to other classes.
That wouldn't surprise me, but I have no idea. I haven't played World of Warcraft, so.
You never?
Never. Never done it.
It's been so damn long, man.
We should get him the crack. I feel like we should just force the crack into his home.
No, because, and we'll talk about this more when we get to the Elder Scrolls stuff. I'm not interested in MMO.
I hate people.
I've tried. It's not even so much a social thing, although that is part of it.
Well, let's jump to the Elder Scrolls thing right now.
Are we done with the new releases?
Yeah, we're done with the new releases.
All right.
We got a natural segue. Let's not fuck this up.
All right, fine. So
whatever. I'm downloading Doctor Who.
We did. We've been trying to talk about this for a few weeks since it was announced, but for some reason it never came up.
I'm going to make a guess. Bethesda's making an Elder Scrolls MMO.
They are. They announced it a few weeks ago that they're doing an Elder Scrolls MMO. And
again, I just want to reiterate, it saddens me that this is happening before a Fallout MMO. Well, and I know.
You sound honestly hurt.
I am, because I really... I don't know why lately I've had this urge to go replay Fallout 3 again.
Like, you have a sickness.
I almost bought it on Steam the other night.
Fallout 3 is that girlfriend that you just keep getting back together with.
You have to buy it on Steam, because then you can never sell it and you will always have it.
I know.
Dead Island was on sale yesterday for like $11.
See, the problem is if I actually owned Fallout 3 on Steam, I might not play another game for a while, and I would just try to, like, because then I would be like, oh, well, I have to start all the achievements over again. Which means I have to play the game 3 times to get all the achievements again.
So, from what it sounds like, the Elder Scrolls MMO, they are doing similar to like a World of Warcraft kind of model, where they're, according to them, it's a modern MMO, blending the Elder Scrolls features into this new genre. So it's basically Skyrim with MMO elements.
Skyrim multiplayer.
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, they've said they've included PvP matches up to 200 players.
Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ!
Hell yes!
Well, just mass bedlam at that point.
That's not actually that unprecedented.
That's kind of like that, what game is it?
Arenas in World of Warcraft max out...
It's 16, don't they?
I think so. Maybe 32 now?
Well, I remember playing Warhammer Online. And it certainly wasn't 200. But
there's
only
200 people playing the game.
Well, there was that, too, I guess.
Mountain Blade. That's the game I'm trying to think of that kind of that model is, where the whole game is basically based on that, where every person controls a different part of an army unit going to battle against another army unit.
Yeah.
And so there is, like, 100-some, 200-some people playing at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolute freaking chaos because... nobody's ever on the same page.
Well,
it's like watching 8-year-olds play soccer, you know, where they just all hover to the damn ball and nobody understands strategy or position or anything of that nature.
Well, they've since said that there will be a part of the game, the main story, which will be 100% solo, so you will not have to involve anyone.
So Skyrim.
Well, basically, yeah. What they're saying is in the, I'll just read this quote from Matt Furrer, the game director.
Oh God.
FIROR. I don't know how else to pronounce it.
Furrer.
Zephyr. In the Elder Scrolls games, you are always the hero, whether you want to be or not. You go out there and you kill the dragons, yada, yada, yada. The last thing you want to do is have the final confrontation with Marunus Dagon as he's stomping across the Imperial City, and you see, like, 15 guys behind you waiting to kill him because they're on the same quest. And I think that sums up a lot of my problems with MMOs, because I think the idea or the promise of an MMO is that you're in this world and you've got... It's a living world, in quotes. But that is completely shattered by how they handle quests, how you handle...
Well, especially in the low levels, too. I mean, it's just... You know, you get to those first couple
of
missions...
It's like an orgy.
Yeah, you get to those first couple of missions in WoW where it's like, oh, you know, if you start out as human, go kill 6 wolves, and it's just every little level 1 character out there just, you know, killing them.
I always thought Guild Wars had an interesting way of handling it, where basically each city was like the social environment. Then you'd create your party and go to the dungeon or go to the basically
that
killing
might have been,
fields.
Yeah.
And basically, they didn't have a monthly fee. It was $50 for the game. And it seemed like that was a really cool model where it's like you go meet your people, then you go off and do it, and it's more of a, these 4 people are going to go do this area. And I thought that was a pretty cool way of handling that without destroying the 5 dudes standing around the 1 quest giver.
Yeah, I just... There's so many problems with MMOs. Like, the advantages of MMOs do not outweigh the disadvantages, in my mind. Like, if I want to play... Like, and I was talking about this on Facebook today. It's like, why do we need an Elder Scrolls MMO? What is it going to bring that isn't being done?
They should make a $10 expansion pack where it gives me the base of the ability to do the Diablo 3 drop-in-drop-out multiplayer.
Yeah, that could be all right.
Because then if you or I were playing, you could say, hey, Ian, drop on into the game. Let's play for a little bit and help me out with this quest.
Yeah, I mean, that could be all right. I just, I don't know. I think what I want is I want there to be an ability to basically have a GM'd game, like a tabletop game.
You want D&D proper.
It doesn't even necessarily be D&D, but I mean, it's basically something that is controlled by some sort of, you know, larger figure that can steer a story in a certain way. I don't necessarily want, you know, one of the best quotes I ever read is that no game is ever improved by adding 1,000 anonymous idiots. And to me, that's the argument against all MMOs. It's like, there's no way you can tell a good story. You know, I mean, Star Wars was close from what I heard, but that was just BioWare. I mean, BioWare can do a good story, but it's like, it's hard to do a good epic story that involves a lot of people without making it, you know, the problem with that is you need to have everyone still be a hero.
Yep.
And you can't have a world of heroes.
Yeah, you need someone to be the shit digger at some point.
You do.
And no one wants to create the shit digger character.
Exactly. You know, Ultima Online is probably the last one that tried to do something like that.
You could be just
a merchant. You know, you could be, you know, a hunter, you know, like a fucking, you know, like butcher kind of guy. I mean, you could just be like an artisan. I mean, you didn't have to be an adventurer.
I'd be a cooper.
You would.
I'd make barrels.
I was going to say.
Make like, me some shoes.
Trying to remember if that was a...
That's a cobbler.
Whatever. Do it anyways.
I'm trying to remember if a cooper was a barrel or a wheels.
Barrel. I just watched The Dirty Jobs with the Coopers.
Oh, okay. Yep.
All right. Make me barrels.
Well, all right. But yeah, I just don't see the point of an Elder Scrolls thing. I don't even necessarily see the point of a Fallout one, simply because I know it's just going to run into the same problem.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm a bit of a fanboy.
The only one...
So
the only
that's
one
why that, I want a Fallout MMO.
The only one that
I just want another Fallout game is my problem.
I know you do. The only one I'm interested in, actually, is the Vampire one, the Vampire World of Darkness one, where it sounds like they're doing, you know, what Eve did with mercantile, like spreadsheet kind of that kind of gameplay. They're doing with political stuff where, like, each city will have a player prince who can call blood hunts and do all of the political.
And are they real? Kind of stuff. Could you be the player prince?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can work your way up and be the prince of this city, and then you have other players, you know, courting you for favors and things like that, and you can actually call a blood hunt and permakill a character if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
I know. I just
imagine, like, a rising to the player prince, right? Which is a weird term. I'm just going to say prince.
It's a vampire thing.
Yeah. And then just people coming after to assassinate you, too.
Well, that's the thing.
And the other thing that frightens me is the time commitment.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't log in for a week, you're probably not the player prince anymore.
There's a lot of potential with, and it's actually it's funny because the guys, I think it's the company that does Eve is doing the vampire.
Oh wow!
Game. So
yeah, you'd almost have to treat it like Foursquare, right? Like check-ins. Like you were the mayor of Starbucks. You know, like
you were the mayor of Blood's Bucks, whatever.
Yeah,
I am the prince of Starbucks.
Yeah,
I like that.
But yeah, I could just see Evan just sitting here, you know, parading around.
He would never come out of the basement.
Probably.
I am the prince.
Hey, man, if you could do werewolves in the World of Darkness world, I wouldn't go to work. It would be
werewolves with top hats.
Working from home.
His yeah, prince
working
had his
from
top
home
hat
every day. Did you notice in Warlock you can get wolves with top hats?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's the only way you can get a werewolf is with a top hat.
Well, that's true. No, proper. Well, no, you can get just noble werewolves, and those are untop hatted.
Well, they're dumb.
Well, I agree with you, but they are severely lacking in
top hattery.
In top hattery, or millinery, which is how you make hats. That's the word for hats.
You're a hat maker.
Thank you.
Make me a hat.
Make
Ian.
Me a hat. So this story that is ongoing. Speaking of legal shit, like
yeah.
we were this morning,
jumping back
at the beginning of the
this
show.
Morning.
This morning, it's a long show.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked about it on the show because it doesn't really affect gaming, at least not until recently. Motorola and Microsoft have been at each other's throats in the courts.
Everyone is versus everyone in lawsuits right now.
There is that. But
Ian, I'm suing you.
Neither of you have patents.
I patented the beard.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they were fighting over some patents, and a judge in the International Trade Commission.
Huntsville, Alabama?
It doesn't say where he was.
Oh,
from.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Tuscaloosa. Whatever the fuck it's called.
The International Trade Commission Judge David Shaw ruled in favor of Motorola, saying that Microsoft violated several patents held by the mobile phone manufacturer, ranging from Wi-Fi technology to video patents. Now, one of the fallouts of this is that there is a potential of a trade ban in the U.S. on the new 360 models, because those 360s use patents that were ruled to be owned by Motorola. And basically what this means is that they, since they're made overseas, they cannot be brought into this country. So basically no new Xboxes in the short term. At least this is the recommendation. It hasn't gone through yet.
I would strongly encourage everyone listening to start hoarding Xbox 360s.
It's not going to happen. They'll figure out something.
I am completely kidding, of course.
So
Microsoft will be like, here you go. Because basically they're giving money to Google at that point. Because doesn't Google own Motorola?
No, it depends if it's Motorola Solutions or Motorola Mobility.
Well, in this case, we're talking about cell phone stuff here, aren't we?
No, Wi-Fi and video codecs.
Okay, so we're not talking about...
We don't. I would say it's unclear because
yeah.
I could see it going to either Motorola, and since it's Motorola doing the case, it's I don't even know.
Yeah,
it's hard to say
because the Motorola Solutions is cable boxes, I believe, which would fall under video codecs.
Mm-hmm.
It could foreseeably. Yay, company split ups.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so the way this works is that this judge sends a recommendation to a six judge panel that will decide if this is going to be the way it works. According to Florian Mueller of the patent site Foss Patents, said that he's never seen an ITC judge make any other recommendation than an exclusion order if his initial determination is that there's a violation. So basically, this is kind of par for the course. If they see something's wrong,
he's got like the rubber stamp that says
yes, block it.
Yeah,
you know, but their decision doesn't hold any weight. It's all up to this panel. If that's going to happen, and so it's hard to say at this point. I'm with you, Mike. I think they'll find a way around it.
Microsoft will be like, fine, here's money, shut up, and then everything will be good, or
yeah,
something of that
they'll,
nature.
They'll license it.
It also depends on how many Xboxes are on the shelves right now and how long they could actually stand an outage for. You know,
that
could they
true.
Could they basically get them to the import? You know, in Tennessee or California, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just basically wait for the market to kind of deplete while they fight it some more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious how many kind of idle Xboxes are on shelves at any given moment.
Like the one that you haven't bought yet?
Yeah, like where's mine? Is it sitting
still
in Taipei?
It's probably sitting at a store that you need to go and buy it at.
Well, I have Diablo. I don't need your stinking consoles right now.
I'm going to burn your PS3 then.
I know. Just the
it's fine. I still got to check in with a prototype. There's been some new DLC challenges that I got to do. So this is the point in the show.
I just look over at his tablet.
Yeah. This is the point in the show. This is the point in the show where three guys in the basement talk about dildos.
Just the first thing that pops up on his tablet.
Yeah, this is what popped up big purple dick.
To quote the BC Boys, if I was known as this kind of party, I would have put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Adam Yelk, he will be missed. So in France, there's a French sex shop called Absolu.
Wait, there's sex shops in France?
I'm as shocked as you are. So they ran on their official blog saying, quote, "Your man has not left his computer since the release yesterday of Diablo 3. Well, still a long time before you find yourself in his arms during romantic evening. Your man would rather go search... your man would rather go in search of magical jewels, gloves, sorcerers." I don't know what the fuck that means.
It sounds like a spam email that you get.
They understand the vague concept of the game.
Yes. I like this. Magical jewels, gloves, sorcerers, and other heavy war clubs. It does read kind of spammy. To get XP points rather than engaging in the research of your G-spot and gain sexual experience.
Yeah, it totally sounds like a spam email.
So what they're doing is you take a picture of yourself with a copy of the game and post it to you take a Facebook picture of yourself and then notify them in some
So
fashion.
You have to friend the dildo shop on Facebook, basically.
Yes, you do. And they will then transmit you a voucher code for a, quote, small vibrator. So basically free dildos if you bought Diablo 3.
Free dildos if... Yeah.
This is a very, very clever marketing pull.
It's genius. And yeah. I'm surprised no one's done this before.
Well, I mean, Diablo 3 is the fastest selling PC game. I mean, they sold, what, 4.7 million copies?
I think they're up to 6.5
yeah,
right
it was,
now.
Yeah, it was 6 because they did 3. They did 3.6 in the first day.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be surprised. Like, I'll be sitting at work in the lunchroom talking like, "Oh, I just played Diablo 3 last night." And someone news, I was like, "How is it?" I'm like, "It's fantastic. You know, you should go buy it and play it."
And if they live in France, they can get a free dildo.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say you have to be French.
Yeah, but you have to go to France.
Well, it's not so.
I'm sure they sell online. They could ship you a dildo. You're thinking about this, aren't you?
Mike wants one.
You're making your contemplating face right now.
No, I'm more confused about this whole...
I want Mike to friend the dildo shop.
It doesn't say you have to friend them.
Well, how else do you notify them?
I'm sure they have an email or something.
Well, you said on
they
Facebook.
They do have email in French. Like, well, it just says you have to post a Facebook picture of yourself. So you have to post it to your Facebook.
And then mom's like, "Hey, what's with you in that game?"
I needed a free dildo. That's what you'd tell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's France, of course. I'm sure they're very open about that.
Does it also require that you're smoking a cigarette while you post the picture?
And you've got a loaf of French bread
somewhere.
And,
like, and
wine.
Well, if you had a loaf of French bread, you wouldn't... never mind. and I made Ian Retch. Mission accomplished.
Oh. Wow. What kind of show do we make here?
I don't know. I don't even know what kind of show we make anymore.
Next on Dildo Hour with Evan.
That's right.
How to use Play-Doh.
Did you guys ever watch, there was a show.
That old lady?
The old
lady.
Yeah,
oh,
the,
my
yeah,
God.
The old
yeah.
dildo lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that on public access or was that
It might have been. I don't remember. On late night television.
I think it was on like Lifetime or something like that.
Oh,
like that.
Lord.
Yeah, her solution to everything, just get yourself a good dildo.
Yeah.
It's like my husband like drinks a lot and he gets mean. Just buy a dildo.
Just buy a dildo. Just.
It's like, no! Get out!
That's just good advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, we got a new sponsor this week.
Do we?
The dildo shop.
Yes, Absolu. Giving you the finest and free French sex things. So,
dude, speaking of French,
so if you buy a French tickler in France, do they just call it a tickler?
I don't know.
Is that how that works?
I tried absinthe this weekend.
It's like the old French fry joke. But
absinthe
anyway.
Is delicious.
It can be.
Yes.
It can be.
Speaking
delicious.
Of French,
is that technically French?
I don't know. Mm. I went to a French bistro for it.
Oh well, then Then that's close enough, I guess.
And it was from
Did you get a free dildo with your absinthe?
No.
You didn't bring your copy of Diablo 3, that's the problem.
I was thinking about it, though.
You should have.
Thinking about dildos or thinking about
Diablo
3? Diablo 3?
Yeah.
Thinking about Diablo-shaped dildos. That's probably a thing that may exist.
No, I'm
Cause
sure.
Because there's Jesus ones, like ones of the crucifix and everything.
Yeah, well, I
that exists.
I don't want to say I'm aware of that, but I
I just, you know.
I'm sure someone will make it.
Fucked up things out there exist.
I feel like this whole conversation is everyone trailing off.
Well, there's a place just down the road where you can rent.
Stanley's?
No, Stanley's. You can rent fabrication equipment. Maybe that's our next merch product is Diablo dildos. Diablo-dos. That just sounds like a horrible cookie.
Oh, God.
Why must you equate everything to food?
Because I'm fat.
I like French bread and cookies, but I will never see them the same again.
It's the goal of the show, baby.
Next on Well-Fed Guys.
Do we want to talk about... I was going to say dildos again. Do you want to say...
No, I don't want to. I'm done with this.
Do we want to talk about Diablo?
I think... So Evan made a very important life decision in Diablo.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah. What, you bought a dildo?
No, so I log on to play my character.
Plus three.
And the first thing I did was ignore his request.
I saw that. I was hurt.
I know.
That.
Well, I left my game logged in all night.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was kind of going back and forth between it. You made an important life decision. You created a hardcore character.
I did.
Are you already dead?
Bastard. So here's what happened.
Story time, children.
It's story time.
Sit around the campfire. Listen to old grandpa.
Dead at level two, right?
Yeah. So I started a character hardcore, and for reasons which should be apparent to anyone that listens to the show, when it comes to me and why I do things for in games,
it's for chivos.
Yeah, that's right. So I did that and started up just because I never did hardcore on Diablo 2 and all that stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I just want to see if there's any real difference. There really isn't in terms of the gameplay. It's pretty much the same. The only big difference is if you die, you die.
Like, for real.
For real.
Not someone comes to your house and kills you.
No, like it's not like the Ring or anything like that.
Your character is dead forever. Yes. You can't res. You can't call Blizzard.
Yep. They say right on there, like when you start the character, it says, you know, customer service will not resurrect your character, so don't ask. In fact, that's why they're saying they probably won't have access to the real money auction house when that opens up. Because they don't want to deal with people that say, oh, I just spent $100 on equipment, and then my hardcore character dies, and now I want my money back.
Especially how your character ended up meeting his fate.
Exactly. So I had actually gotten fairly far.
Level 2.
No, I was like 14, 15. I was about 6 hours in. And I was playing, I'm playing a Witch Doctor, as we talked about last week. And Witch Doctor, I think, is a good hardcore character because... Since it's the summoner kind of pet class plus a little ranged,
yep.
You can keep yourself kind of out of harm's way pretty easily.
Where the monk, it's like most of my abilities are like a swirl to bring everything to me and then a fire blast to push people out. Like,
yeah.
I have to get people on me to do a lot of damage.
So the Witch Doctor is, you know, very good. I mean, at the time that I died, I had my three zombie dogs plus my Templar with me, plus my ability was sending out waves of frogs. So I could. It was kind of a nice little area effect, just kind of, you know, fuck a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
So I was pretty safe, and I was feeling good. I was going there, and then lag hit me.
And on a single player game,
lag hit me, and what happens with lag, and it can be kind of entertaining, where you can still move around, you can still launch attacks, you can do all that stuff, but nobody moves, nobody reacts to what you're doing. And doesn't actually do anything.
Now, is this computer lag or network lag? Because
this was network lag.
I have yet to encounter any network lag.
Yeah, I've had. Well, the difference is the PC upstairs is wireless.
Oh, see, I'm
so,
wired.
So yeah, I will cop to that. It's just that I didn't feel like drilling into my hole into the walls into the walls.
Speaking of dildos.
So it was network lag, but what'll be kind of entertaining is. Once the lag catches up, everything you did will happen all at once.
Yeah,
which can be really funny when you're playing something and you're walking around, and you can tell you're stuck on a lag thing. So you'll like hit a bunch of guys and then you can walk away, and then like 5 seconds later they'll all just explode for no reason because it's finally gotten through and processed all of the damage. Well, what happened was is I did that, I got caught in lag, and then when time caught back up with me, I was surrounded by guys and I couldn't escape. And so they basically just gang raped me, which if you've never been gang raped by tree men, I highly discourage it.
Isn't that the extended version of Evil Dead?
Especially in hardcore mode.
In hardcore mode. Yeah, you definitely want to go, don't get hardcore gangbanged. I was killed basically by lag, which was really annoying. And I sat there slack-jawed for a good 10 seconds, just like, son of a bitch.
You know, you could do like a Weird Al version of like the Motorhead song, Killed by Death, you know, for Killed by Lag.
I'm sure there are more recent songs I could do a Weird Al version. He tends to be fairly contemporary.
I know, but I like Motorhead.
So,
who doesn't?
While that is a sad story.
It is very sad.
Have you found the mode you were bitching last week that you want to be able to remap your...
I did. I actually found it today.
Okay, I was looking through like the IGN wiki on it, and they had that in there.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's like...
It's elective mode. Elective. And what it lets you do is remap all your abilities to any of the buttons that you want. You know, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or either of the mouse keys. What I didn't see is that it won't let you map it to specific keys.
Oh, so you can't.
Well, actually, you could, because you could remap the skill slots.
Could do a hotkey. Yeah.
You could do a hotkey thing. So I did find that, and it's one of the, that's another one of those where it's like, why wasn't that? I mean, there's no disadvantage to doing it in the game. Like, it'd be one thing if it's like, okay, you're gonna play it this mode, but you know, you got 5% penalty on experience because it makes it a little easier for you. There's no downside to doing it, so why not just make that?
I feel like the way they set up the gameplay is they wanted those things to be specifically tied to certain buttons. And just for like the accessibility of them and how often you're going to be able to use them and like kind of the recharge rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I find in playing the monk, I do not want to change a thing with how they're laid out. And I'm quite happy with that. So I'm wondering if it's just kind of you being weird or if I'm being weird.
I don't even think it's necessarily being weird. It's more like I can see the benefits for both. And for the most part, I don't have a problem with how they're mapped.
Yep.
You know, but it's more the, if you're making the ability to remap available, why not? Why is that turned off by default?
Like, why is it buried?
Yeah, like that just, it just seems odd to me. Like, why they would do that? If that mode wasn't there, I would be perfectly fine with them saying, we wanted to do this because we wanted people to make the decisions between this set of choices. We wanted people to have to make these decisions for how you're gonna hold your hands and things like that. I get that, and you know, I may not have liked it. I may have thought, you know, it's kind of silly to not let you customize it, but I would have somewhat respected that decision.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can do that, but it's buried, that just, it just seems really weird to me. Yeah. I don't get the why you would do that, but.
So you've done a number of characters. You've died in hardcore mode. You've experienced a lot of the game.
I have.
Review still a thumbs up?
Absolutely. I've played the first mission up through...
the first act?
No. I've played through up... Basically up through when you get Deckard about 12 times now. So that's fun. I'm really good at that part. But I've got one character of every class, and I'm kind of bouncing between them. I've started another Witch Doctor. He's still hardcore.
Yep.
But everyone else isn't.
Okay.
Because if you're hardcore, you can't join non-hardcore games.
Yep.
So I wanted to have some non-hardcore players so that I could play with you guys or play with any of our listeners that that don't want to play hardcore. I did also experience opening the game to the public.
Oh, how was that?
It was fine.
Anybody join?
Yeah, I had a couple people kind of pop in and out. You know, it was pretty much just like when we played.
Yeah,
you know,
no talking.
No real talking. You know, just kind of come in, beat some shit up, and leave, and you know, drop out. So, but yeah, no, I'm still enjoying it. I'm still playing it. I think I'm gonna focus on the Witch Doctor just so I can get through the story.
Yeah.
Because I think my worry is that if I try to even out all five of my characters at once, I'm not going to get anywhere in the story, I'm just going to get burned out.
And you're going to be playing the story 5 times.
Yeah. So, but the nice thing is now is that it's something that I can do while I'm doing other stuff. I can watch TV while I'm doing it. Like, I've got 2 monitors, so I've normally got Netflix going in one monitor and Diablo in the other. And tomorrow I'll be working from home. So I'll have work in one monitor and Diablo in the other monitor. And
he'll ignore the work monitor completely.
No, I'm actually looking forward to it because we have a major project that's finished up tonight.
Major project.
So I'm looking forward to a day off. Yeah, I wasn't going to salute, but because this is an audio show. And no one can see you salute.
I know. I just was doing my...
No one can see me cry either.
No one can see you cry.
I was doing my How I Met Your Mother reference.
Yes, I know. So, you know, I still think Diablo, it's a very fun game. But it's you know, I've made the reference before to The Offspring, where it's amazing that somebody can be so entertaining and yet evolve so little.
Yeah.
And I pointed that out with the
it's also
the
pretty
Ratchet,
fly for a white guy.
Well, that's so. That too. I pointed that out with Ratchet and Clank, like those games, they barely changed from game to game. Diablo's kind of the same thing. I mean, there's other than a graphical update, and some tweaks to some of the mechanics, it's really the same game. It's the same core game.
Yeah,
which you can say is good, bad, or otherwise. It just depends on your opinion of it.
What's weird about it is that Torchlight does it for $15.
That is a concern.
But Torchlight doesn't have multiplayer yet, at all.
Yeah, are they going to do that for Torchlight 2?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. And, I mean, it probably wouldn't be as slick as Diablo 3's multiplayer. I mean, they've definitely invested some time and effort into making that a very smooth transition.
Yeah. And I don't think Torchlight has the server architecture to handle that, because I'm guessing if Torchlight was going to do it...
It would be all hosted locally.
It would be like peer to peer.
Yep.
You know, and it would definitely have to cost more than $15 at that point then, yep. too.
If you did peer to peer, I think you could still get away with 15. If they were trying to do their own servers, yeah, it'd definitely cost more.
No, I got off the plane from Vegas. Buddy picked me up. And as we were getting there, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can go play Diablo 3. I'm like, you pick up Diablo 3 yet? So I definitely got my buddy excited for it. And then I basically dropped my luggage by the front door and went straight to my computer and started playing Diablo 3 for about an hour. So definitely one of those games still coming home after work and putting in my time. The exception today, I had to get a little nap in. So, you know, nap and micro.
It's very important.
I know.
It's very important for a single young man like yourself.
To watch a lot of Dirty Jobs.
Well, yes. He's not really single. He has a lady friend. He lives halfway across the world.
Yeah, he's essentially single.
Yeah. Mike, you playing any games recently?
I've been playing a little bit of a game that I'm actually doing a preview for Brittle Gamer.
Brittle Gamer?
Brutal Gamer.
Brutal.
God, I cannot talk tonight.
Brutal Gamer?
Fuck.
Brutal Gamer.
Yes, thank you. Fuck.
Brutal Gamer.
Anyways, so yes, I've been previewing this game. It's a PC title called Heroes and Generals. If I remember right, that is the title of it, I think. Yes. But it is a browser, like at least at this point, and I'm not sure about the full release of it because, again, it's in closed beta right now. But so far, it's all browser-based, and it's a World War II first-person shooter, which... Hmm. Kind of feels a little behind the time, you know, based on that. The neat thing about it is, though, is that there's multiple battles going on, and you can kind of, like, pick, you know, where throughout Europe, where these multiple battles are going on that you can join in and out. And obviously, you have to beforehand decide, are you the Germans or are you the U.S.?
You can't be any of the other countries?
No. I mean, at least at this point yet. I don't know when the full release comes. I'm just... can speak for the beta at this point.
Because I'm surprised no World War II game, because we've had a World War II game with, you know, we've had several with the Nazis.
Right, and the original, you know, the old Call of Duties were all World War II based, so were the Medal of Honor and stuff of that nature.
I'm saying you've been able to play the Nazis, you've been able to play the British.
Although they never call them the Nazis, they always call them something.
Well, that's what they can sell in Germany.
Yeah.
But no one's ever done the Italians. Italians were in World War II.
Yeah. The problem is, I guess, is that...
They had Vespa squads.
If the Italians focus their efforts on Northern Africa, for the most part...
Which, again, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Well, it's not...
You got a problem with shooting Africans?
No.
Well, it just in the what is known for World War II, not a lot of people mainstreamly know about the wars in Northern Africa.
I believe Call of Duty 3... had a North Africa level.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. But it's not, I guess in the grand scheme of things, I guess more people are more interested in, you know, the Battle of the Bulge and Normandy and, you know, the London Blitz and stuff like that than they are about, oh, we're going to go defend Tripoli and Cairo and stuff like that.
And I suppose, you know, the Northern Africa campaign, that was a lot more armor than it was in
right,
the streets.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see, well, fine. I still want to play Italians.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
it's snappy uniforms.
You know, it's a first-person shooter. It is what it is on the PC. There's nothing that great about it yet. My main issue, and again, this is just coming from it being the beta, is the load times are so ridiculously long. And I'm talking, like, the initial install. I let the install go at about 20% and went and played Mass Effect 3 downstairs. Came back, and it was just finishing up, and I had completed, like, a mission or two in Mass Effect 3 by that point, so... and even when you go load it up again, you know, through the browser, it does take some considerable time to kind of get things going. And I guess I'm just, you know, again, it's a closed beta. They're still working out the kinks of it. My kind of hope is when it does finally launch, maybe, you know, work on the servers a little
bit.
So
are you doing it on, like, what kind of browser are you
using? I'm using Chrome.
You're using Chrome. Okay. Because mm-hmm. normally Chrome is the one that's the good one for browser-based games. I mean, you can play Bastion on Chrome. They just added From Dust.
Yeah, From Dust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm kind of... it's one of those games I've still really wanted to play.
Yeah.
And people just are so mixed about it, so I don't know what to expect with that game.
But if you play on a browser, hell.
Yeah. But I mean, you suppose you got to pay at that point, don't you? Or
I actually don't know.
Yeah. I think you do.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to pay for Bastion.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yep. Browser-based game does not equal free-based game.
It should, damn it.
Right. Unless it's Angry Birds for some reason.
Angry Birds is free, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, so I mean, it's...
I got a question.
Sure.
You said you can pick which fight you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that matter? Like, I guess my question is, when I see that I can pick different battlefields, to me that's more, I can influence the battle so that, you know, maybe... You know, maybe the U.S. doesn't do as well going through France if I'm playing on the German side and going through. Like, it doesn't affect anything in terms of a wider game?
That's what it looks at, is it looks at the wider game of what goes on in these battles. So the deciding factor of who wins the war, or quote-unquote, when it's going on for the, you know, finite amount of time, is based on the global area, you know,
okay,
their thing in Europe. You know, it's not based on, okay, you won the individual battle, even though the Germans took these other 8-9. It would that's how it would calculate it. It'd be like, okay, so, you know,
what happens if a side wins a particular battle?
You know, that I'm trying to remember. It's been a couple days since I've had an actual time, like, a chance to get at it, because I've been so damn busy lately.
Because I do like the idea of that persistent world approach to warfare. I mean, Chrome Hounds did something similar to that, and I enjoyed that quite a bit. So I kind of like the idea of kind of refighting World War II and basing it on kill-death ratio.
It's great, because it's fun, but at the same time, as I said earlier in the show, I'm in this phase right now where I'm just so burnt out on shooters, and I don't know why all of a sudden I'm just like, ugh, shooters. Like, I tried to go play Portal 2 today before I came, and I was even at that point, I was just like, ugh, I don't want to do anything first-person perspective.
Never badmouth Portal 2.
No, I love the game. It just, I guess this last week or so, I've just been like, I don't want anything involving first person.
I think you should just go
situation.
Read a book.
Yeah, Ready Player One. I just finished it. Excellent book.
Well, I have a big video project that my lovely wife volunteered me for that I have to do tonight. So,
does it involve French bread?
No,
I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, moving on.
But so you're. When it actually works, is it fun to play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is a lot of fun to play.
You're just not that interested. You're just not into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just my mode right now is not shooters. My mode right now. And that's why I'm like, I think that's my problem right now, too, with trying to still finish Mass Effect 3 is I'm just like, for fuck's sakes, I just want to be done with this game. I am at the end, but there's that part of me that's like, no, you have to finish every goddamn mission in this game before you can finish the game. And I'm like, this internal conflict of just finish it already versus the no, you have to complete it and get the perfect ending.
Just YouTube the ending, bro.
No, because it's not the same. It really is.
As someone who's done it, it really is.
No, to me, it's a sense of accomplishment. Like, you've gone through the effort to get to that point. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's a sense of knowing that I did put in the work to achieve this, you know.
You only need 5,000 points to get the best ending, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I've only at 50% readiness, which means I'm not going to have the 5,000 points.
Yeah.
I think I'm at like 4,500 total. So I'm like, of course, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play multiplayer for like 3 days straight until I can get to that point and then go to the Cerberus base. But yeah. I have problems, though.
Yeah, you do.
Like you, I also have gaming problems.
I have no problems.
And especially when it comes to a series that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, all right. Ian, are you doing anything other than Diablo and Mario Tennis?
No.
No, nothing?
Taking naps, reading books.
Taking naps.
Yeah. Drinking Starbucks.
Yeah, drinking Starbucks.
Eating Taco Bell.
Eating Taco Bell.
Lathering Taco Bell all over himself.
Hot sauce. It's called basting at that point, but yes.
Hot sauce and French loaves.
Yeah. No, just
that's not the name of this show. Not what I'm calling this episode.
No, that's the name of the show, period.
It's just that we're no longer yet another gaming show.
It's hot sauce and French loaves.
Hot sauce and French loaves. Well, all right. I guess we could wrap it up here. It's a little shorter show, but, you know, it's not necessarily
you people
too bad.
Have earned it.
You people earned it.
After all the shit we put you through today.
Yeah, you've earned a short show. I do want to quickly say, you know, some of us that weren't out gallivanting in
gambling and
in the modern day Gamora.
Staggering drunk.
Yes.
Encounter Mr. House, by the way?
Who?
Or never mind.
Never mind.
Some of us were still here back in the Twin
Working.
Cities area, and we were at SpringCon this past weekend at the State Fairgrounds. Awesome show. Mm-hmm. It was easily our best in terms of money making, but it was also awesome just to talk to.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. no lying. I mean, that's huge help mm-hmm. for us.
Yeah.
I mean, because now we can buy equipment. We can buy, you know, we can pay for servers and shit. But not only that, and I think that I said this to a couple people too. I think the bigger thing wasn't so much that we sold a decent amount of merchandise and we brought a lot of people. Start listening to the shows, and if this is your first episode, that's great, and I'm sorry. But it was more talking with people that already listen to the show. Maybe they saw us last year at SpringCon. Maybe they found us, you know, through, you know, Stitcher or something like that. And just talking to them. In fact, there was a really kind of creepy moment because we had an Xbox at our table, and we're doing the pinball effects contest. You know, thanks to our buddies at Zen Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could get those codes from you.
Yeah, I'll make sure I get those to you.
And but somebody came up and asked, okay, so whose Xbox is that? And I'm like, no, well, yeah, that's one of our co-hosts, Mike's. And he goes, oh, so you haven't gotten yours fixed yet? I'm like, no, like it was really kind of creepy for a little bit. Like,
it's like you should close your blinds at night.
Yeah, it's just like, how do you know that? And it turns out he was listening to the show, and it's like, that's awesome. And you know, you can tell when we're indie when I'm shocked and amazed when we talk to anybody that listens to us.
It's like, get out of my head.
It's like, what's wrong with you? Immediately think you're a creepy stalker and not, oh yeah, well, that's right, we release these to the public.
I imagine any exchange with you becomes creepy. Not yeah, because of the other person, but because of you.
Well, I keep bringing up French loaves.
Yeah.
But, you know, but no, it was an amazing show. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We talked to just a ton of people, new people, old people. You know, we met up with some friends of ours, that were doing their own stuff. Ashley.
Did you have war with Ashley? Because she was at a different booth.
She was. She was not facing us, though. Otherwise, we would have.
Okay.
I did make a point to go to her table when she was talking to another customer and verbally badmouth her art so that she would lose sales.
That's awful. We like Ashley.
No, I always said, no, I'm kidding to these people, but...
But for real,
it was fun to watch.
I'm kidding, but not really.
It was fun to watch Ashley kind of try to struggle through it. It was pretty entertaining because I'm a dick.
Every exchange with you becomes creepy.
It really does. But yeah, no, it was an amazing show. It was a lot of fun, and we had a really good spot. And yeah, it's just mm-hmm. there was no downside. The only downside was that one of our listeners for the Well-Fed Guide came and said he was going to this amazing wing place. And we asked him to bring us some wings back, and he never did.
Oh.
That was like the worst part of the show. So,
dude, the promise of wings is awesome.
And these were good wings, and I don't even like wings. So.
Where's the wing place?
It's called D-Spot. It's in Columbia Heights.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's very good.
D-Spot in Columbia
D-Spot,
Heights.
Yes.
I hope
they like their free plug.
They do like 150 kinds of wings.
I'll have to tell Laurel because...
I love wings.
You know, my Missouri wife loves her barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are good.
All right. So. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, D-Spot, everyone.
Playing Diablo 3 while eating D-Spot.
While eating flaming wings. They actually have one of their varieties of wings.
Flaming Homer.
You can't have it unless you've proven you've had the two...
Directly below it? Yeah, the two
directly below it. Like, they won't even sell it to you. Because it's so just...
It's like, eat this wing. All right, eat this wing. All right, okay, now you may have it.
Yeah, now, yeah. You've unlocked level 2
achievement
wing.
Unlocked.
That's right.
The best one was like mild and something else, like just really wimpy wings, just to like get someone like, you know, buffed up for it so they think they can handle it and just watch them melt.
Yeah. But no, SpringCon was awesome. Mm-hmm. And
it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And if we
actually no, I know what the downside was. The couple times where we had to catch little kids trying to change the Xbox.
Yeah, we had the Xbox going and you know, they would turn it. The best was the kid that
like
bought Guitar Hero at like one of the DVD dealers at SpringCon, bought Guitar Hero to come play it on our Xbox. And it was like, first off, no. And second off, how are you planning on playing the Guitar Hero? There's no guitar here. But, you know.
There was a little kid I caught. He had exited out of pinball and had started up the Walking Dead game.
Nice.
And what, was he like six?
Yeah, like 6 years old. I'm like,
you
nope.
just let him play for a few minutes.
No,
he's got to learn sometime. Yeah. But yeah, if you found us at the show, you're listening to us now.
I'm really sorry.
Well, there's that, but thank you. And, yeah. You know, let us know what you think. You can email us at yags@fancypantsgangsters.com or leave comments in the show notes or any of our social networks, which we'll talk about. Shortly.
In all seriousness, we do take feedback very seriously and try to actually do make a better show.
We do.
Amongst all of our sarcasm.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Why is Ian still on the show then?
Because I bring the A game.
People love Ian.
Do they?
Yes, they
That's creepy.
They do.
I love you guys, but thank you. Don't touch me.
Really, Mike, you're the only one that turns people off.
Oh, well, so. You know. Can't win them all.
Yeah. And well, then there's me. No one likes me. But
not even us.
New show title, 3 Unlikable Guys. And Ashley.
3 Bridge Trolls. And Ashley. Yeah. So speaking of Ashley, she'll be on in a couple weeks. Ian, you're not going to be on for
I'm taking off 2 weeks. And my current job next Wednesday, so there's a chance I'll be partying. And then that Thursday I fly out to East... to go to
PAX East.
Nope, that already happened. I'm going out east to go to the Cape and go to Martha's Vineyard and whatnot.
And visit the girlfriend.
Yep. And then start the new job after that, so I'll need to figure out the commute and all of that business.
All right. So you'll be gone the next couple weeks. Couple weeks we'll have Ashley. Next week we're still working on a guest.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And actually in a couple weeks, episode 300.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Spartacus.
No, that wasn't Spartacus.
Sparta.
Sparta, yes.
There we go.
Not Spartacus.
Yeah, Sparta.
Yes. But we
less kiss.
We should probably that's a good advice for the show, and no matter what the topic. Especially this one. We're still working on getting some cool people in for episode 300.
Bring back Courtney for a day.
We might bring back Courtney. And tell us all about the joys of Superman 64.
He might have played a game or two in that.
He very well could have. It's been months, so he probably played a game or two. But anyway, yeah, I got nothing else.
Maybe Rusty Quarters still head on down there.
Last I heard, they're still good. They're still open. They're still open, so definitely go down.
Give them some business. Go play some Galaga.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go buy stuff. Play games.
Did you guys have your mandate last week?
No.
I don't actually hang out with people anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm horrible at
hanging out.
Remembering
have
friends.
Leaving the house. That's Diablo.
The sun is out there. Yeah. They should put Diablo 3 in an arcade machine.
Oh, God. It would be like those Chinese internet cafes. Just people would be dying right at the counter.
It's just a quarter every 5 minutes.
Yeah, oh, God. That would be terrible. And before we go, I would be remiss to forget. The last couple shows have been edited by our new editor, Tyler.
Oh, we have a new editor.
Yes, we have a new editor.
Oh.
So if they've sounded different or better, that you can totally credit him on that. So thank you, Tyler, for taking another piece of work off my ever-expanding to-do list. And he's been doing a great job. So... You know, if you have any thoughts, you can just email us, and we'll be happy to pass that on to him. I got nothing else.
Yeah, I'm pretty empty.
I'm out. It's kind of warm out, so I'm kind of like baked out of... Not baked.
I'm baked out of my mind,
baked out
dude.
Of my mind. That was... I'm
don't forget your towel.
It's turning into a sweat lodge here.
Yeah, we need to get out of this room.
Yeah, it's getting a little toasty.
I know. I don't want you guys to start taking off your clothes. That'll just get really creepy.
Don't tempt me.
No.
Start with the pants.
God, were you there when I was doing the customer seduction dance?
Oh, God,
was
yeah. And I told you to stop the whole time.
I got a little dancey.
Because I had to be there and witness that.
I got a little dancey in Vegas, too.
Yeah, you also had a lot of liquor. This was 9 o'clock in the morning.
So
on
every
Sunday.
Song had Put Your Hands in the Air, though. Every single song they played at the club. Just put your hands
in
the air.
Well, it's a club. What the hell do you expect?
Yeah, I don't know.
They just started putting it in them anyways, you know. Just.
Yeah.
It's just like a sound drop that just makes
it
in. Yep. So big thanks to Ian for coming on.
Thank you. I heard the shirts were popular this weekend.
They were.
If you want to continue the popular wave of wearing the Yeggs and the other Fancy Pants Gangster shirt, go to shop.fancypantsgangsters.com and purchase a shirt. Please. Thank you.
All right. Also, big thanks to Mike.
Yep. Thank you, everyone, again, for listening, and especially to all the awesome people we got to meet at SpringCon. If you want to check us out on the various social media networks and social networking and whatnot, on Twitter, we are YAGSFPG. You can also look us up at Facebook. Just look up Yet Another Gaming Show. And for the six of you who still use Google Plus, we are also on there as well. Just, I don't know, search for us on there as well.
That's right. Hmm? Boy.
Das Boot.
Boy. That doesn't make any sense. It's time to go.
Bye.
Thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
I want Mike to friend the dildo show.